Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Style Over Substance with me, Scarlett.
And I'm Mim. Oh, yeah. To be honest, you laugh about being back, but last time you tried to kill me with glass in my face.
I did.
It was
unintentional.
It was a shocker that I've made it here. So, yeah, this week's episode, kind of inspired by a TikTok that I recently watched. And it was on this account where they interview random women on the street. Mm-hmm. Like, I love those impromptu interviews. But this account, they
Miranda
only...
will watch anything.
It's true, I will. and it's women, I think it's the streets of New York, who are like older ladies, and they talk about their life experiences, their lives, their jobs, their whatever. They impart wisdom on the younger generation. Anyway, mm-hmm. I love that sort of thing. And there was one, and there was a lady, and she, you can tell she was a dresser, and she wore this like really cool sculptural kind of straw hat, and she had this shirt on, and like her jewelry, everything was, you can tell she puts on an outfit. And she spoke about how, she was asked about her fashion, and she said that really she had no choice to be interested in fashion. Her father was a tailorer. And she said that he essentially survived Nazi camps by sewing soldiers' uniforms.
Wow.
Yeah. And her mother was a seamstress. And growing up, she could see an outfit in Vogue in a magazine on the Friday. And by the Sunday, her mum would be like pinning up and mocking it up on her so that she could like wear it to school or wear it out or whatever. And so that drove her appreciation and love for the art of fashion. And furthermore, she went on to say how there's so much good vintage pieces out there. There's just so much yet to discover. Her shirt was like this Victorian blouse, and she was wearing like pieces that she'd had like 40 years. And yeah, and it was just the idea of A, the skill and the appreciation for tailoring and sewing.
Mm.
But the lost art of it as well, that I thought would be really interested to discuss.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a lost art. Like, and A, it used to be taught in schools, right?
Yeah.
Sewing used to be what girls learned in school, along with like, that was part of home ec, was that you got taught food and then you got taught sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's like, it's something that it was also because needs must. People couldn't afford to maybe go buy clothes. They would make their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, I guess, with a lot of food things. Like, if you think about the pandemic, we all reverted to trying to make bread, all of that stuff. And it's like, we now buy things at a convenience, all of that stuff. Whereas when we had the time, we're like, I'm going to bake this and make that. And I think, you know, back then it was like, you made a lot from scratch. You wouldn't buy whatever. And I think now, A, fast fashion clothes have become a lot more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But B, I think it's like people don't really do much with their hands anymore.
Yes.
Like, they really, really don't. I'm somebody who I really like, you know, knitting, all of that stuff, painting, drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the patience for it, but not many people do.
Mm.
And you're right, it's something that you should get passed down. And like, as soon as it misses a generation, if your granny's then not going to teach you, it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really important. I think you're right. With the idea about we like to use our hands, I'm definitely the sort of person, I like that as well. But I think we had the exposure as well. I think most kids like to build and create mm-hmm. things with their own two hands. And it's whether that is nurtured
yeah.
from a young age. and you're given the tools to pursue that craft, not necessarily professionally, just as a hobby is, you know, good enough. And those sorts of skills are no longer valued, or they went through a long period of being like seen as second class to an intellectual profession. But now that we've gone through a period of like appreciating secondhand vintage, we are ever more aware that like we throw away a lot of stuff because, yes, it's easier to go out and get something new, but we do not have the skill to mend things. And yes, it's all good and well to say you can go on YouTube and you can learn it. But in the world we live in, where you have all your time is so, it's already like planned for you. You already are working on really finite time. The amount of dedication it takes to really get into a level where you could be making your own clothes and tailoring and all of that, it's not realistic for a lot of people en masse to acquire those skills anymore. And it's a shame, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is also a patience thing, I think, as well. I've had a few clothes before where it's like they've ripped a little bit or they're snagging. And there's like been days where I'm like, I'll mend it. And then there are other days where I'm like, why? I'm not going to wear this again.
Yeah.
But then it's also like you want to give it, if you're giving it away, you want to give it away in a decent state and all of that stuff. But also I think the issue is the quality of our clothes.
It's
all of that. It's the fact that we buy cheap clothes, so therefore the quality is not good. So they're not worth mending. Like men used to buy a shirt and they'd mend it and mend it. And, you know, like, wasn't it that the iron-on patches that then became intentional were like, because elbows used to wear out the fastest. And so then like that's what like mended men's blazers and like subsequent garments. And like because people were like, it's still a decent jacket, it's just got a hole in the elbow.
Do you think
it's just not worth mending our clothes now?
Do you think that the price of our clothes now, not only is it not worth us mending it because we can just buy something cheap again, but our appreciation and our sense of value for our clothes has decreased because it's like, it's only £20. Yeah, yeah. If our clothes were more expensive, we'd be like,
oh, I just won't get a takeaway this week.
Yeah. I've got to fix this.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to keep it. Or I love it so much because this is a vintage piece that I bought with, you know, like my first bit of pocket money that, you know what, it was the first time I spent a significant amount of money on this thing and I have to hang on to it and I have to mend it by any means necessary.
I think the proportion, you're right, the proportion of the value it is and then like what that value of money means to us is probably like the key thing. Like a designer handbag, I'm not going to throw it away just because it's got a mark on it. I'm going to take it to however many places I can to get that mended, whatever it is. If I went and bought a £500 jumper and it snagged, I'm either fixing it myself or taking it to someone who can. Like if I spent a lot of money on something, but like the issue also is that things get ruined. Like, oh God, the amount of clothes that just can't run through a wash properly, like, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And we've got used to it. We've got used to it. And so then like things, I think we're just, it's a really disposable world. I think if you eliminated like the high street and if a basic t-shirt was 50 quid, our attitude to money and clothes would be a lot different.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like you can't go Primark and just get another one or get another 10.
Yeah, definitely. So it's like, if things were more, I'm not an advocate for things being more expensive because things are expensive as it is, like in general. But specifically, if clothes were more expensive, we'd wear them more.
Yeah.
We'd mend them more.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what we keep, like, people keep banging on about in order for us to be more sustainable. Like, that would drive our behaviour a lot more. But,
and also then you'd maybe look at making your own clothes, because that was the cheapest alternative. Whereas right now, to go out buy fabric,
like, oh my God, it's long.
But it's expensive.
Yeah.
And if you want decent fabric, and also there aren't decent fabric shops anymore because...
You have to know where to go. I have been to some places.
But like, you're either going to get a really cheap... like, you know what I mean? Like, it's really difficult, but if you're going to spend, you're going to spend money on it. And then that's going to... And then you've got to still make it.
Yeah.
So you're spending probably just as much, if not more, making your own garment, whereas it didn't used to be that way. And it used to be... that it was so much cheaper to do it.
Yeah. But you've made clothes in the past.
I've made clothes in the past.
Why don't you make anymore? Is it for the reason of like, it's just
It's lifestyle? More like, it's lifestyle. What would I make now? I would maybe make occasion dresses because okay. then it's like everyday clothes is probably not worth it. But I'd maybe make occasion dresses or like, you know, where you've got an idea of what you want to wear and you can't find it.
Mm.
But then that's like the biggest stage to be, you know, like making.
Yeah, you've got to be at the top of your game. That's another thing. Like for me, I like the idea of being able to make stuff myself or at the very least men's stuff. But if I were to make my own clothes, I don't want it to look like I've made my clothes.
You don't want to look like you've got a wonky hem.
Yeah, I want it to look like... Mm-hmm. I bought it and it's professional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, me personally, some people really like that boho kind of hemp vibe. And, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Listen,
I love a bit of linen, okay? But I want it to look like it was made in a decent way.
For sure.
I don't want to be making...
You don't
making...
want the buttons, like, missing each other.
I don't want to be stepping out in dungarees made out of reused coffee bean bags.
But it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, I really, you know this, I really wanted to learn the art of tailoring.
Yes.
That was something I really wanted to learn. Did I know it was a dying trade, though-ish? Like, I think it's fascinating... And I love like the how exact it's got to be, but it's something that takes a really long time and it's a real skill. And I think that I definitely see myself, like I run out of patience with things. There are some days where I could mend something and I could really take my time. Mm. And there are other times where it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to like bash it, like sit, like whatever. It's going to look messy, CBA.
Yeah.
And like we're not in a patient world of waiting for things. It's like, why would I take 2 weeks to make a really nice dress when I can order it and it be here tomorrow?
I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel the same way. We didn't have we had HE, but
I'd pay a seamstress to do it and it'd probably be like people would probably opt for that.
I would do that. Maybe. I've taken stuff to get hemmed and shortened or like kind of taken in a bit. Before, on a number of occasions. And I'm cool with that because it's done quite quickly. You can get a few garments in, it'll take a week, and you're like, cool, see you in a week, and it's all done. So I do that because I almost think that that's something you should do anyway. Mm-hmm. Like for me, even if you
Your
buy...
Your clothes should fit you.
Yeah, even
if... And you're a short girl. She needs those trousers hemmed.
I need my trousers hemmed. I actually recently bought I actually am the sort of person that likes midi skirts and midi dresses. I've said this before, I'm a bit of an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought some recently.
You know what, I think it is getting older because guys, I actually did do my big clothing clear out. I put like 100.
Is this what you've been doing? Is this why
I've done a 1,000 things?
Oh, okay.
I decided to do it all at once. Okay. Which it was, I don't advise, but I sold like I've got like 100 things that I sold on Vinted. Not all of them sold yet.
But you put them up?
Yeah. I've sold like 30 things, 3 big black bags to charity, like sorted. So I've done a big clear out.
Oh my God.
I can't remember my point. Oh my God. What was it? Oh, mini.
Age. Yes.
Age. Anything mini went.
Really?
I can't see it for myself.
Not even on holiday.
A few things, but like, again, there's like a few things that I have like a throw on cover up dress that would be for holiday, but there's only so many of those you can keep
there
and
is.
Justify.
Yeah.
But I think it's an age thing. I was like, I would never go. I don't want to walk around and be pulling down my skirt. I'm not about that. Same. I do not need to be pulling down my skirt.
Same.
I want to leave the house and know no one's going to see
anything
they shouldn't be seeing.
I feel the same way, but I think this just came at a younger age. But yeah, and I bought some recently. Have we had a summer? Not really.
No, that might not have helped you though.
But I always feel like I'm going to wear them and I need to
have you got the midi denim skirt? Are you on that trend?
I do like a midi denim skirt. I haven't bought any because I know I own one already somewhere.
In the depths of your storage unit.
Yeah. Or even at my parents' house probably. Mm. Something like that. So I'm not buying one because me and denim skirts aren't the best of friends. So I don't know if it's worth me spending money on that. But I need to get some skirts hemmed up so that they like
fit the right
correctly. Length. Yeah. And I think you can do that on, I do it on cheap stuff as well, because even better if something's cheap. Because then you didn't spend that much.
If it means you wear it.
Exactly.
Like, and that's, I think people are scared to do that, scared to go take like Zara trousers to the tailors. And it's like,
take it.
Take them.
Yeah.
Because I've currently got a pair of trousers. I've actually got like that line up tape to try and do it myself. But they're too long for me to wear with flats.
Yeah.
And do I wear heels that often? No, I don't. Yeah. I'd rather them be suitable for trainers.
Sometimes it's only like a tenner to have them changed.
I don't know where to go.
Really? No, there must be somewhere.
100% there is. Dry cleaners will do it.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. but now you have lost my point. At school, we did cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do...
Because women belong in the kitchen.
Women also belong sewing. And we weren't taught that.
I once got past... he was in finance. He was quite an unusual guy. And he had, like, his coat had lost a button and he asked me to mend it for him. I was also the intern, but I very much felt like it was derogatory that I was fixing his coat.
Were there other people you could have asked?
I mean, I was the intern.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh.
Like, kind of a thing. But it was more like, I very much felt like, it's not that hard to sew a button on. Like, I could teach you.
Mm.
You know? It felt very, like, it felt gendered.
Mm. I hear you. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. But still, like, I think that regardless whether you're a boy or girl, I think these are really useful skills.
For sure.
And I don't know, I also feel like in the States, I need a trip to the States simply to go thrifting.
Yes.
Because
they've got better stores for that.
Yeah, they have loads of Goodwills are massive. Here, we do have places where you can buy vintage, but the places that sell them know that they're like their designer vintage or good quality vintage, so the price them accordingly. I just want to go somewhere where I can dig for an hour and just find little gems.
Mm, that no one knew existed.
Yeah. But I need to go to the States simply for that because I think I would be far more inclined to buy a lot of secondhand if there were more options. Because here it's like charity shops.
Mm-mm.
They're not that great. Sometimes you can like win big. you know. Or you're going to places like Brick Lane in London, but it's kind of like same old same, and it's not that cheap.
I also don't trust that half of that's vintage anymore. Like, there's a few stores where you're like, I think you've churned out the same jumpers. Or
a bit like Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. It feels a bit like that.
So I understand that. I don't think in the UK, maybe this is a gap in the market. I don't know. We always have these ideas.
Someone collate them. Let's trademark them all.
Yeah, that, like, for us to truly adopt a lifestyle where we could be buying a lot of secondhand and not be like Gen Z, like
on vintage.
Those kids have a lot of time to kill, you know.
I mean, don't even get me started on people who are like offering me £1.50 for garments.
No.
If it's on for like £5, I'm not selling it for £1.50.
Also, it's a bit of a piss take because by the time whatever platform you put your clothes on take their cut, £1.50, what is that?
I think all the, I don't know how all the fees work.
What are you selling it on?
Vinted.
Oh, I don't think they have seller's fees on that.
No, they do, like, I don't know.
Maybe they take it from the customer and not you.
I think so. Or like it's in the post. They basically dictate the postage. So I don't know if they take it from that. Oh. So you know how like eBay, you could like say your own postage for like £7. They do it like differently, so I don't know if that's where they get their commission or make their money from. But like, that's not the way of, like you're saying, like that's not the way of finding quality clothes either, because you want to like feel quality. And I think half of the reason of secondhand clothing that you're interested in is by like gems and not buying someone's old Zara t-shirt. Like it's finding something that's like of quality and all of that.
And also, it's, you want to see the thing in person.
Yes.
Being on eBay is simply like, I know what I'm looking for, and let me put in all the search terms I can think of to generate this item. There's not much fun in that.
No.
I just want to like buy stuff because I found it, not because I need it.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't know what you're looking for, and you could come across something and be like, that's really cool. And you would never know how to search for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a real shame that I think that just less people tailor, less people, like, I think less people than ever probably know how to sew on a button.
Oh, I think there's very few people. I have sewn on buttons before.
There is a correct way, and I never used to use the correct way until I learned it in fashion.
If you saw my buttons, they're just... they're aggressively
sewn. Most people, like, say if there's four holes, most people will, like, just... sew down into the garment, so like, you know, you're meant to create a little post for it. So if you think the button,
so it's meant, lifted,
it's meant to be a little bit lifted to allow like the fabric, so that you're meant to create a little post for it.
Yeah, there is a correct way of doing it,
and you're meant to obviously like keep trying to go back in the same place, whereas like we all just normally like stick it in just straight under the holes there.
My button sewing is just about survival, just getting it on, as opposed to I have any like rhyme or reason or skill. Kind of brings me on to the point of, what's your view on AI will be taking all these fashion jobs, and in the future we won't need designers, we won't need garment workers, we won't need to even learn these skills that we're talking about?
I think that I can foresee that happening for fast fashion.
Okay.
Like, I think if you want to churn out and cut out, like, technology only works like in this type of thing with like probably like mass production.
Okay.
So if you're going to program something to make something, it only works if you're going to make like 1,000 or whatever of them. So if you're going to cut out a size medium white t-shirt, you can use a robot to cut out the fabric, and you can then, like, the machine could figure out how to do it. I don't know how it does, but it could. But I think it can't ever replace finesse. Like, having been in handbag factories and things like that, there is someone sat at, like, and even I don't know how you could sew a t-shirt without there being human, because you still need to line up the, like, the fabric's like it's a manipulative fabric.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you can't, fabric is manipulative, but it's manipulative. Like you, it's not rigid. It's not like you're using paper and you can line it up to a guide. Fabric moves. Mm-hmm. And I think you need that human. Like I'm sure AI would have wonky seams, like if we all made them at home. I think it would be really hard for it to be perfection.
Yeah, I think there is a level of like quality control that is needed by a human eye.
And especially if I'm paying a lot of money for something like, and with handbags, like things get finished by hand for a reason. And I don't know, I can see it happening. I think kind of like AI essentially probably does do a lot of basic design. I think it's like it's because in a sense we're just recreating old designs all the time when it comes to high street.
But the idea with AI is that it will continue to learn based on what we input into it and based on what it makes, and it will continue to like evolve.
But
in
I
that
can
sense.
Never imagine a robot making a tailored jacket for a man.
What if it like scans the body?
For sure, it could do the measurements. Like, but you know, like you see them literally like they're chalking it. They're like what's it called? Is it called hatching or whatever? When they're like they're padding certain bits, and they're like all of the stuff that like I can't imagine. And I think that they know what to do. Like, I don't know how you input a brain into a robot like that.
Yeah, well,
and I guess that's the whole point of AI is that you're meant to be able to regurgitate it and teach a robot. But I think it's also because that's the part of fashion I love, and I hope it never gets replaced by a robot. Like, I don't want a couture gown to be made by a robot.
But I don't think it
I
is
love
a...
the idea of, like, women in an atelier.
I don't think...
It's normally always women, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think the risk is to couture, though, because I think that the whole reason why that sphere or fashion exists is for that reason, that handmade, whatever.
But for sure, I think a robot could have made my jeans.
Yes. I think it depends on how dexterous these robots and machines like become. In, I think it was Valentino's last collection, they sent these models down the runway in what seemed to be jeans, and they were really these like millions of tiny crystals that were all sewn together that made it look like denim. And it's like that, how could a machine come up with that first off? Say, oh, let me see this and then trigger a kind of insight into, oh, that could be denim or simulate denim. And then let's try it out. Let's run some tests to see if we can produce something like that on that kind of level of creativity. I don't know.
I don't think robots can be creative.
Because
they have to be programmed.
Have you not seen online those like
AI
mash-ups?
Freaks me out, so no, I don't watch much AI.
It's like
I'm not welcoming it into my world.
And I respect it. But it's like people ask ChatGPT to, oh, can you take a Simon and Garfunkel song and mash it with like Taylor Swift? And it
But that's an instruction.
Yes, but then it comes out with this creative lyric song and music that's like a blend.
But it's more like you can't be like, could you replicate denim with seat? Like, you'd have to tell them the creative idea anyway, the robot.
At the moment, yeah. But then it will get
I don't think robots can think for themselves.
Well.
No.
You're not a scientist. And they've been telling us it's coming
from. I don't think they can. Because you're right, the whole idea of especially higher fashion is someone has an idea and they go, I know, I'm gonna try this. They try a few different things and then they're like, hey, doesn't this kind of look like denim? I was just playing around with some beads and this happened. And I don't see how a robot's gonna be like, hey, robot number two, check this out. Like, you have to program it. And I think that then, I think you have to tell them what you want. So it's things, you're not going to happen or stumble upon things.
Yes.
It will be much more intentional.
But then having said that, we've spoken about how...
Also, I'm scared of robots, so don't come find me.
When you come and take over the world.
Don't knock on my door.
we've spoken about how trends are no longer really a thing in mainstream fashion. The trends, let's say, are very fragmented, depending on your social circles and your economic status and other things. You will wear different brands in different ways. You might decide that trends of yesteryear are a bit more your speed, and so you'll dress a bit more vintage, a bit more dated, whatever. Maybe when the robots do rise up and AI is able to kind of create and manufacture clothing for us, all of the computers, because they'll be on the same server and on the same internet access, they will start producing things in tandem, and we end up wearing stuff that is collectively more cohesive. Like when you were saying, you said yourself that you think in the future we'll be wearing a uniform.
No. I don't think that. That's what I got told in a lecture.
You don't believe it?
No.
You don't?
A uniform?
Yeah, maybe.
No. They thought that would have happened by now.
That is true, because I'm currently watching Star Trek.
That's like they predicted it. Do I think, like, there are times where we're all kind of wearing a, like, in the 90s we all wore jeans and a t-shirt, and like in the 80s you wore like mum jeans and your oversized t-shirt, and like there's a style and there's a vibe. But I think that, like, are we all going to be wearing jumpsuits like we're in prison? No.
You do love a jumpsuit though.
I do. I really do. But I don't think you'll also be wearing the same jumpsuit.
Wouldn't mind a jumpsuit, to be honest. Might make my life a lot easier.
I agree. Like, this week at work, I wore a jumpsuit like 2 days in a row. Obviously different ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's an outfit.
Yeah.
The issue is the bathroom. But.
Maybe AI will create like a...
Oh my god!
I had a bad idea.
You sent me those trousers.
What?
I'm sure you sent me a video where like a woman unzipped her dungarees or jumpsuit.
It was a company that have like
it was
revamped.
Like Festival Weeing or something like that. I'm sure of it. Where she had a zip.
A zip? No.
You sent me a video and she literally like unzipped to be able to wee. She did.
The view on that video. Unzip. I remember seeing a dungaree thing, but I thought it was with buttons.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was easy access for weeing.
Was this a long time ago?
This was like a month ago.
Oh, maybe I'm just misremembering the video because, okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, someone's come up with it already, so I guess we don't need AI.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in general, there is a lot of fear mongering, especially around AI taking our jobs, all of that. I think even if they are going to take our jobs and destroy any morsel of creativity we have left, I think it is going to, it's going to take a little while to really see that come into play. But I think there is still a market for designers, for doing things by hand.
Mm-hmm. I also think this market is not threatening enough for it to be the first target for AI.
You think so? It's worth like billions and billions.
But there are so many jobs where like efficiency by computers would just save like time. Like, you know, like even like think of self-checkout, like all of that stuff.
Mm.
That like the first thing is not design. Yes, maybe manufacturing clothes, but I think design, all of that stuff, that's a while off.
Oh, I see. Well, coming from someone who likes manufacturing, like, my God, you would think they're more efficient than they actually are.
Exactly.
It's terrible. So I hope AI takes part of my job. But yeah, I think you're right. I think the design aspect of it, as much as we go online and people are like, look what AI has created, this Balmain mashup of Dolce & Gabbana or something.
Yeah.
Something random, you know. I just don't see it happening.
Mm.
Yeah. So, anything else?
No. Just AI, be kind to us.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe I'll be dead by then.
I intend to be.
Okay. Working on it. Let us know what you think of this topic. Handcrafted, handmade skills that kind of allow us to make clothes by hand instead of buying from stores. And what do you think about AI and its role within fashion? So let us know. Follow us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all the places. And if you want to suggest a topic to us, you can email us. See you next week. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.